Epale, welcome to Caló con el Marfa. This is a show about words and expressions from that old Rio Grande tongue known as Caló. The hope is it'll refresh your knowledge if you already speak it, and if you're new to this language, teach you how to cabulear de aqueas en Caló. Órale, the feature this week in Caló is the expression como la gente. In modern Spanish, it simply means like the people. In Caló, however, the expression has a much deeper historical and anthropological meaning. To be como la gente is to be like people who are not of your community, the others. The general idea being conveyed is that you and your raza, or community, are one way, and the rest of the people in the world, la gente, are different. In a previous episode, we talked about the term gabacho, which simply means others, or non-Caló speakers. Como la gente means the behavior of the others. So when it's said that a Caló speaker is behaving como la gente, they mean they're mimicking gabachos, the others. Dancing como la gente. The first song Lidi Joe played at the dance was a marcha. A little upbeat and jazzy, nonetheless, a call to all at the dance to get on the dance floor for an old-fashioned marcha. The chairs and tables emptied, young and old, singles and couples. The dance floor swelled. Boy and his grade school sweetheart, Meche, had just claimed a table of their own, but were washed away by the crowd before they could sit down. "Sounds like a marcha," Boy said, as they both went with the crowd. "Then ponle," said Meche. The crowd was shuffling to a marcha even before they got to the dance floor. Boy and Meche went with the flow. Meche shuffled along in perfect step with the dancers in front of them. Boy tried to keep up with the jazzy beat of the band. Because the dance floor was crowded, he didn't stand out, but Meche noticed he was adding an extra step with each foot and a slight twist every few beats. He was also marching slightly in front of her. Her first reaction was to call him out for it. "Hey, why don't you dance como la gente?" she said. Boy couldn't hear or see her. The hall was loud, but even had the noise been only half as loud, he wouldn't have heard her. He was in his own world. A wide smile and eyes nearly closed as if he was trying to catch a dream. Meche saw he was marching by himself and slowed down a little to get a full view of him. There he was, her closest friend since grade school, who'd gone away for most of their lives, dancing with her. Until he came back from that other world he'd gone to, she thought she'd lost him forever because she'd let their relationship turn into a friendship and never touch romance, a regret she carried for years. Would he have stayed if he'd become more than just a friend, she'd often asked herself. Now on the dance floor, those regrets had vanished. He'd returned, and she was deeply thankful for it, relieved and delighted that he'd returned the same boy he'd always been in her eyes. Still a little ahead of the beat, still too quick to fall into rhapsody, and still not dancing como la gente, and she loved him for it. "What?" Boy asked Meche as he was dancing. "Nothing, just keep dancing," Meche said.
Yalu, that's it. Ya lo voy a hacer. I'm headed out. This is El Marfa inviting you to tune in next week for another episode of Caló. If you have any questions, comments, or even words you think we should feature in future shows, send us an email at caló@marfapublicradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. We can also chat. Órale, ay, te guacho.